Frenchman Pierre Roland won the brutal 19th stage of the Tour de France today, crossing the finish line before thousands of cheering fans at the top of Alpe d'Huez. He'd attacked near the end of the 68-mile stage, the last of three grueling days in the Alps. He won the stage, but the overall leader is Luxembourg's Andy Schleck with just two stages to go. The race finishes in Paris on Sunday. Peter Flax is editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. He's there at the top of Alpe d'Huez, so I'm hearing that this was incredibly exciting. Tell me more.
Well, it was a mayhem up here on Alpe d'Huez. Just when you see how athletes can be heroic, and it was an incredible stage. And
despite being at the top of the Alpe d'Huez, we were losing your phone there a little bit. But you said, "Well, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow to see
who wins the Tour de France." We have a time trial tomorrow in Grenoble, where every rider must ride by themselves. Race against the clock. And Andy Schleck and his brother Frank will be up against an Australian named Cadel Evans, and one of those three men is going to wear the yellow jersey into Paris.
Yeah, and why so exciting? Obviously, it's a Parisian, winning the stage. But why else? I'm picturing that television shot of them coming up a hill, standing on their bikes, almost in rhythm, pedaling side to side. Tell us more about what people were reacting to.
Well, today's stage was, as you said, brutal. They went up three huge mountain passes in the Alps, concluding on Alpe d'Huez, which is the most famous climb in all of cycling. And the top contenders were just repeatedly attacking each other, and so it was just one of those days where you just didn't know how far human endurance can go. The man who wore yellow for the last week, Thomas Voeckler of France, just exploded on the Col de Galibier and wound up losing the yellow jersey, and he's now in fourth. And so it was just that kind of a day where the best athletes, really just triumphed, and everyone else just was out there on top of their bikes in agony.
And one of the better athletes, Alberto Contador, the reigning champ, we understand, made a bid to get in, but he didn't make it.
No, I mean, he until about a kilometer to go, was leading the stage. But, I think in the end, he helped his own legacy. He had an awful day yesterday, and people wrote him off. Some people even questioned whether he would come out today and race. And, he was out front for most of the race. And, I think people that I heard booing him a few days ago were cheering him today. And so he won't win the Tour de France, but he certainly showed what kind of athlete he is out there today.
Wow, booing. That's a tough crowd, there. But, you mentioned that we're seeing human endurance, and I'm hearing subtext there. You don't mean it, I don't think. But, of course, everybody's hearing Tour de France and thinking drug allegations. The reporting of Bicycling Magazine, those extraordinary 60 Minutes reports, American riders hurling allegations at each other. First of all, has anyone been eliminated for a positive drug test? And what's the talk of all of that there? How's it impacting the race?
Well, I think that to answer the second question, no one has been eliminated. But I think, on an anecdotal level, what I see looks like a cleaner sport. You see racers having bad days. They time the ascents on some of these most famous climbs, and riders are going quite a bit slow. They were in the 90s.
Oops. Saying they're going slower than they were in the Lance Armstrong days. But I'm wondering, again, as we try to hold on to you, Peter Flax, there at the top of a mountain in France, are there American riders that are at all in contention, or, at least who should we watch? That will have to be perhaps an unanswered question from Peter Flax as he stands there at the top of Alpe d'Huez, where the Tour de France has just finished a stage. And, of course, as he said, we'll know the winner tomorrow, but he means French time. We'll know on Sunday. Peter Flax, editor of Bicycling Magazine, who I'm hoping is okay up there. I think it was just a matter of his cell phone, giving us a look at this terrific race. Up next, an art critic remembering his late friend, painter Lucian Freud. That's in 30 seconds. Fascinating insight coming up here now.